smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, April 12th, and looking forward to a great day today. Looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday, and always a great, great Lord's Day together. Sunday school, Bible classes, 9:30 Sunday morning. Morning service is 10:30, and Sunday evening service is at 5:30, and we look forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday, and I hope you are as well. Need a place to go? Come on out and join us. I'll always enjoy having radio listeners come and be in the service and discovering that I certainly have a face for radio. And I'm it's always interesting when I have folks come and meet them, but I sure do enjoy it. And if you don't have a place to go, come join us this Sunday at Bible Baptist Church. Now listen, yesterday, and I urge you, if you haven't heard the broadcast, to try to go pick that up if you could, because this is a continuation of that broadcast, the parable of the sower. And we mentioned yesterday, it's really could be the parable of the soil, because it's all about not the seed is the word of God, but the sower and the soil. The soil is the heart of those who receive the word. And we spoke yesterday first about the wayside. Some seed fell by the wayside. That was the hard part where the earth has been hardened and the seed just lays on top. And those who don't understand the word when they hear it and they don't receive it. And then the stony soil, which was shallow soil. It was rocky, but not all rocks. Had a thin layer of soil on top, so the seed would begin to spring up, but it couldn't get any depth of earth, no deepness of earth. It couldn't take root downward. And so they're very immature, if they are saved at all, and I don't think they are. I think it's an emotional decision. People who make emotional things and not from their heart, but from their head. And then when persecution or tribulation comes, they chuck it all and say, well, if God's like that, then I don't want anything to do with him. And they throw it all out. And so that's the stony soil. But now we come to the third soil today, and it's in verse number 7 of Matthew 13, where Jesus says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Now the explanation of that Jesus gives in verse 22 of Matthew 13, when Jesus said this, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So thorny soil here is corrupt soil. Thorns are already in the ground where the seed is sown. First we had hard soil, then we have shallow soil, but here we have corrupt soil. Soil that hasn't been cleansed, it hasn't been purged from the thorn bushes or the briar patches. The seed is choked by these thorns, and it brings forth no fruit. Thorns. A couple things about thorns. Number one is their growth. They just grow. No special care is needed. They just grow. They grow quickly. It's kind of like sin. Sin just grows naturally. We have to die daily, and we have to put down that flesh and that sinful desires and sinful lusts. And then deception, because it grows with the seed. It makes you believe that the thorns and the seed can coexist. But the thorns don't want to coexist. They want to dominate. It's like the communists. They just want to coexist. No, you can't coexist with communists. Ask China how that worked out. They had the nationalist Chinese in the 40s. But let me ask you this. Who rules China today? Sure. And that's the way it is with those in the homosexual lifestyle. They want to coexist. No, they want to rule out all virtue. They want to dominate. And my friend, that's the danger. You can't give sin a place in churches. You can't mix the seed with the thorns. You're going to come to find out the thorns will dominate the program. The thorns will take over. You have to. Billy Sunday used to say, if you love flowers, you have to hate weeds. Why? The weeds will dominate. The weeds will take over. And if you think you can coexist with the seed of the Word of God and sin in your life, you're going to understand sin takes over. And sin will always lead to defeat. You see the growth, you see the deception, and then you see the destruction. The Bible says it chokes the Word. The care of this world, deceitfulness of riches, choke the Word, and he becometh unfruitful. Choked, literally, cut off the air supply. Cut off the food supply. Cut off the water supply. Listen, I don't know of a more violent death than suffocation. Let me ask you a question. What is in your life that is a thorn? In other words, what thorns are in your life that is choking the Word out of your life? In this case here, he says it's worries, the care of this world. What does the world care about? Well, Jesus dealt with it back in Matthew chapter 6. What shall we eat and what shall we drink and wherewithal shall we be clothed? He said, these are the things that the Gentiles worry about and they seek after. But what's the cure? Well, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You don't worry about that. Your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. Can't God take care of us? Can't God take care of you? Can't God be the one to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Well, certainly he can. And so, the thorn of worry. But what about the thorn of wealth? Wealth, the deceitfulness of riches. Someone said money will master you if you do not master it. Wealth has shipwrecked far more lives than poverty has. And so, my friend, be careful about wealth. It's a deceitfulness of riches. We think riches will satisfy. They won't. We think riches will bring happiness. They won't. Riches will bring satisfaction. They won't. I recall what Deion Sanders says when he won the MVP with the Dallas Cowboys and they won the Super Bowl, and he's laying in bed that night at wee hours of the next morning. I think it was 2 or 3 in the morning, and he's got the Corvette outside that he won, the MVP trophy, the world championship ring. And you know what he says? He laid in bed saying, is this all there is? He wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied. You understand, wealth won't do it. Worries are going to choke the Word. Wealth will choke the Word. Wantonness will choke the Word. What's that? Pleasures. Pleasures. He said, it's the care of this world, the seeks of riches, and the things of this world, the cares of this world. Lovers, but one of the signs of the last days is going to be men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We are a pleasure-driven society. And that'll choke the Word, my friend. And so that is the thorny soil. The thorns choke the Word and it becomes unfruitful. And then there's the good soil. Verse 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30. Jesus speaks of this in verse number 23. The he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. We have the hard soil, we have the shallow soil, we have the corrupt soil, and now we have the fertile soil. 7 characteristics of this soil, which means it's a good heart. Number 1, it's prepared. In Mark, it says he receives the word. Are you ready to receive the word of God? Is your heart plowed and pure and ready? Do you prepare for Sunday and Wednesday services? Do you ask God, God, soften my heart? God, make my ground good soil the word of God will fall into? Do you have a prepared heart? Then it's a prudent heart. Now he said, which heareth the word and acts upon it. You act upon what you hear. That's prudent. That's wise. You know, be doers of the word and not hearers only. The Bible isn't written for information. It's written for our transformation. When those at Pentecost heard Peter preach, remember what they asked? What shall we do? They knew they were supposed to do something. Let's obey the word. It was prepared. The heart was prudent. The heart was perceptive. The Bible says that they hear the word and they understand it. That's why it's good to pray, Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, open my understanding. I don't just want to hear the word. I want to understand the word. And so be perceptive about it. Number 4, be pure. Luke says that they hear it out of an honest and a good heart. A pure heart precedes a fruit-bearing life. A thorny heart will produce corruption, no fruit. Jesus said in John 15, every branch in me, I purge it that it will bring forth more fruit. So the Lord is purging us to bring forth more fruit. And he wants us to be fruitful, but it's got to be from a pure heart. an uncorrupted heart. And so we want to have that honest and good heart to receive the Word of God. And then it's supposed to be a persistent heart. It says in Luke 8 that they hear the Word and they keep it. They hold fast to it. Jesus put it this way, if you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed. If ye continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Paul said, be therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is never in vain in the Lord. Be persistent. Stay at it. Continue. When I mentioned those folks who got saved at Pentecost, when they repented and believed the gospel and they followed the Lord in baptism, Acts 2 and verse 41 says, and they continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. Continue, Paul would tell Timothy, continue in the things which thou hast heard of me. And so we continue. Persistence. Stay with it. I'm going to keep the word of God. If God says it's right, it's right. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If God says I should do this, I'm doing this. Seven characteristics of that good soil, that good heart. It's prepared, it's prudent, it's perceptive, it's pure, it's persistent, it's patient. The Bible says he brings forth fruit with patience. If you remember reading in John 15, there's that progression. If you're in Christ, he'll purge you. You can bring forth more fruit. And then if you are in Christ and abide in him, you can bring forth much fruit. And then you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you. You might go and bring forth much fruit and that your fruit should remain. You see the progress from fruit to more fruit to much fruit to fruit that remains. That's progress. But that takes patience. Patience. I understand most fruit trees, you wait 3 to 5 years before there's fruit. Don't rush the fruit tree. Don't rush the fruit. You'll bring forth fruit with patience. And then it's productive. Some 100, some 60, and some 30. But listen, every seed in the good ground will produce fruit. You grow in the Lord, you reproduce yourself, and the work of Christ goes forward. That's being a profitable servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want a good heart. I want my heart to be good soil that the Word of God falls into and will bring forth fruit. Maybe 100-fold, it may be 60-fold, it may be 30-fold, but it will bring forth fruit. Do you see that in your life? Only you know what type of soil your heart is. I hope if you're listening today, you don't have that hard heart from the wayside. I would pray that you don't have that shallow soil with the rocky ground and doesn't have any depth. I pray you don't have the corrupt soil. And once you were excited about the things of God, and once you were excited about the Word of God and the Church of God, and then you let thorns, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust for a pleasure, come in and choke it out. I hope you're good soil, that the Word of God will bring forth fruit in your life. That's what I want to be. I hope you do too. Well, have a wonderful Friday. I look forward to seeing some of you on Sunday for the Lord's Day services. And then the rest of us will come back for the broadcast, Lord willing, on Monday. All right? And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.